We're talking with wildlife biologist Cody Norton out of the Kuzno Research Center in Shingleton, or near Shingleton. Cody, again, thanks for your time today, and we kind of went over the moose survey. Let's move to a story in Alger County of a rescue that took place where a fawn and a doe went through, and you actually had to use a hovercraft, is that right?
Yeah, I believe the Alger County Sheriff's Department has a hovercraft that they use for ice rescues, and they were able to employ that to get the deer off the ice.
And where was this this spot that the deer went through?
Well, it sounds like two deer had crossed before these two got stranded, and they were coming from Grand Island to the mainland.
Mm.
So these two were actually, I think, kind of smack dab right in the middle trying to make it through. And when the crews actually got there, and when they were spotted before that by civilians, the deer were on the ice, but they were actually, it was so slippery that they couldn't get up.
Really? Interesting. It was that wow. So it basically the channel there, which is treacherous almost all the time until things really freeze up good, but they took the hovercraft out of where? Like downtown Munising, or where did they put it in at? Did they launch it at the boat launch?
I believe they launched it right at the Grand Island dock there, where the ferry would go out of to
mm-hmm.
go to the island.
Mm-hmm.
So they launched out of there. I believe Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Detective Matt Waldron, drove the hovercraft, and then our conservation officer, Mark Zitnik, who covers Alger County, went out with him, and he was able to actually get a rope around each deer and basically hold them next to the hovercraft, and they were able to get them back to the mainland that way. So they actually had to take one at a time, and yeah, it was pretty amazing they were able to do it. They were even, with the hovercraft, they were still breaking through the ice in spots, so
wow.
It's definitely not safe out there, so hopefully no people try to go out there and do that either. But yeah, they ended up getting them back to the mainland. The doe was kind of moving around better and kind of keeping her distance. But the button buck was laying there and really wet. So I actually talked with a conservation officer and recommended, you know, he actually got towels and dried it off. And then they ended up leaving it. And I believe they checked back the next day and they were gone. So hopefully they were in good enough condition and they'll make it.
Well, Cody, we just got a few minutes left here. I'd like if you could comment in Alger County on the ice conditions right now, because I don't think it's going to get dangerous on the inland lakes with this warmer weather, but with the amount of snow you have, it could get downright ridiculously difficult to get around.
Absolutely, and we've heard you know, from a few fishermen that you know the ice is decent around you know the Annie, even into you know Sunset Bay. And you close to the city dock, I've heard anywhere from like 4 to 10 inches of ice. So I don't think those are really going to get dangerous right there outside of those areas. It could be, but yeah, as far as all the snow on the ice, it's you know I'm looking out my window right now and everything's melting. So I think we're going to end up with just a slush bowl out there
on the inland lakes, especially.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So yeah. As that snow starts melting, I think it's going to get pretty nasty out there, and it would be pretty easy for someone to get, you know, a snowmobile, vehicle, anything stuck out there.
That is absolute hell if you've never experienced that.
Absolutely.
Cody Norton, wildlife biologist for the DNR out of the Kuzno Research Center. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Adam.
And we'll catch up with you again somewhere down the road. Can't wait to hear about the rest of that moose survey.
That sounds great.
This is the Outdoor Show.